Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Grow Your Life podcast. I'm so excited for this episode here this week. You can hear it in my voice. We just got done doing a two-day mastermind with my coaching community, my best clients. We had the most amazing time. We also just opened the doors to a one-on-one coaching opportunity that's over on my website right now. We only open this once a year. It's not cheap. It's very expensive. But those that work with me one-on-one, they do get the most results overall in their business. And I'll tell you, if you have an opportunity to jump in to work with me one-on-one, maybe it's next year, I would love to work with you that way. Otherwise, in our Client Growth Accelerator, we are having people that are having breakthrough. They're making money in their businesses and they're seeing scale happen. And that's what we do inside of our Client Growth Accelerator program is we create scale inside of coaches, course creators, consultants, businesses every single week. We mentor you on the nuances of what it takes to be successful in your business, acquire more clients, run ads, generate leads, and most importantly, sales in your business overall. And so our Client Growth Accelerator program, if you have a chance to join that as well, we'd love to see you in there. Pay attention. We're testing out brand new models right now of evergreen marketing. And by the way, it's working really great. I got an early result to share with you. We got 8 new clients in the last week off of our evergreen system. And it was literally just a test run that I did, kind of half-assed it a little bit. It wasn't perfect. The ads weren't even set up right. That didn't even make them right, but they worked. And so I'm like, okay, this is cool. This is working. I can scale this. I can make this work. We generated like 200 leads off of a half-built campaign. And that's awesome. So I'm happy with this. That's a 4% conversion rate off of that too, just off of cold traffic within a week. So I'm super stoked on that. We're going to be teaching that to you in our accelerator program. I'm going to be sharing you some of those insights as well on this podcast and on my YouTube channel too. So stay plugged into the content that we have. Let's dive in today on our topic that we have. What I want to do is I want to talk about the modalities of how we connect with new clients, where people come in. And we talk about this all the time when it comes to our traffic sources. How do we find new clients? How do we find new people? The system that we've pioneered inside of my accelerator program is where we help you find the right clients, like where do they exist, right? Then we show you the systems to promote to those people. And then once you've promoted to them, the most important part, close them as sales. Find, promote, close. So finding, that's the market research part of the process. That's the part where we pick our topic, our niche. That's where we create our landing pages. We write our sales copy. Then promoting is where we actually put it out there. And that's what I want to talk about is the promote stage here and how all of that works. And particularly the two aspects that I think are most important for you in that stage in your business, which is the initial hook that draws people in and the call to action. So there's a lot that happens in between those two things, but I think that these are actually the most important part of any sort of marketing campaign, any sort of piece of content that you have. In fact, we have broken down in our business every single piece of content, real estate, marketing, real estate, everything that we put out there down to this. And so like if I break this down, if I draw this on the whiteboard right now, we got emails. Okay, I send emails out. We got the podcast. We got YouTube. We got social media content. YouTube's kind of a social media channel. We have ads. We have our landing pages. And most importantly, I mean, you could also throw ebooks in there. You could throw PDFs. But then also, most importantly, I would say video presentations, okay? And this is any sort of video that's over 30 minutes long that people would engage with. Our YouTube kind of has some of this on there, but I'm talking about ones that people have to register for, ones that people have to pay for that are part of your marketing system. And one of the biggest things that we encourage people to do is to grow their coaching business. Even when you're, if you're building an evergreen offer, or you're doing it live, and by the way, both work really well. Live webinars work really well. Live challenges work really well. Evergreen workshops work really well. Evergreen webinars work really well. But it's about what are you actually saying in those to get the right people on them and then get them to actually become a client of yours. So we're going to talk about what it takes with these different modalities right here in this episode. By the end of this, you're going to have so much clarity on what to do and what to take in your business to know how to get more results. Okay, so you need to have some kind of an offer, and that's the baseline to promoting your business. And offers are broken down into two categories. We have on one side our paid offer. This would be my coaching programs that I have right here, okay? On the other side, we have what we call freebies / low ticket, okay? And low ticket, and then over here, like this would be mid ticket and high ticket. This is kind of how we have it broken down in our business. This is for promotion. This is for sales and marketing. This is cheap stuff over here. Like when I talk cheap, I'm talking $7 to $27 that you're selling stuff for in that. Now you could bump that up to 97 or even 197 bucks. I think that works, even 297. I've seen people do that. But for most of our clients, we go like with freebies. These are free webinars. These are free things that people sign up for, free video content. And then we have paid stuff that is very cheap, very low cost of entry. This could be whether it be a VIP package during a free challenge, or it could be a paid workshop of some kind. So what we get to do is we split this up over here. Then over here we have our mid ticket. This is our $500 to $2,500 product right here. And this is still part of the value ladder, the ascension model that we do. And then high ticket, we're talking anything that is like $7,500 to $25,000 right here, okay? That's high ticket. So this breaks down into four levels. We got freebies at the bottom, free content. We got low ticket, $7 to $27. We got mid ticket, $500 to $2,500, which by the way, is reasonably affordable for the right person. And you can be super profitable in your business and make seven figures on $500 to $2,500 mid-ticket products. But then you want to add a high-ticket access to it to increase your margins, to increase your profitability overall, okay? So when we talk about pricing, that's the pricing that a lot of the offers that we put out there are. And so we end up having basically two of these. Just pick one, like one over here and one over here to start with for most people. Okay. And if you never sold anything before, again, I recommend going with something that's free over here, something that's like $500 to $1,000 up here. Because that'll help you build your confidence. And then bump it up to 1,000, bump it up to 2,500. And then as you sell that, you're able to sell higher ticket stuff like in the $10,000 to $25,000 range. All right. So in that, we have to get specific in the hook that draws people in to what our offer is. And we have to get very explicit in the call to action that we're making to people. You know, as coaches, mentors, trainers, course creators, consultants, we want people to be able to make decisions as adults that are able to make these decisions for themselves. And we want to trust that they can do that. But unfortunately, most people don't act that way. They can't be trusted. As much as I'd love for them to be, they're not. And they can't be. And so what we have to do is we have to be the one to tell people what to do. You have to explicitly tell people what action you want them to take. And so in any of these modalities, PDFs, ebooks, emails, podcasts, YouTube channel, social media content, advertising, landing pages, video presentations, you need something that's going to pull people in. And this is a location that you're taking somebody to. I want you to imagine that each of these is like a storefront and they're separate storefronts. So you have a brand that you're building, your personal brand. These are different storefronts to your personal brand. These are different modalities of how somebody engages with you. And I'll tell you this, people can only engage with one of these modalities at a time. So that's key to understand. Somebody can only read your PDF. They can only read one email. They can only listen to one podcast at a time. They can only watch one YouTube video at a time with you. They can only watch one social media content at a time with you. They can only watch one ad. They can only read one landing or sales page with you at a time. They can only watch one long form video presentation at a time. And so what we're doing is we're taking people to a place physically in cyberspace where they're spending time with us and they're getting to know us. And this is what is the nurture process. And so let's clean up the whiteboard here. I'm going to show you something here. When people first come in with you, they are on a journey. There's a customer and client journey that they go on. This is zero knowledge about you. They don't know who you are from Adam. And the problem is most people are trying to sell over here. The chances of you closing a sale with somebody over here, virtually none. You have to nurture the relationship and build up what we call the KLT bank. The KLT bank is this. You build know, like, and trust. They know you, they like you, and they trust you. When somebody first meets you on the internet, they have no clue about you. They know you, maybe. Now they're getting to know you. And I liken this to a dating relationship. You know, when a couple meets, they're not going to get married on the first interaction. And yet in our businesses, we're expecting that to happen if we're operating from a place of scarcity, lack mindset, the way that most coaches do. But that's not you. And you're listening to this right now because you are somebody that is operating at a higher level. So your goal, and if you're watching this right now, is to know how to build that know, like, and trust. And I think you're starting to understand that. So all of those different modalities that we talked about in the last whiteboard paper are what builds that know, like, and trust. But we're also moving people to multiple touch points. Here's a webinar, okay? Here's an email. Here's a YouTube video. Here's a social media post. Here's a workshop. Here's another presentation. And now the person is ready to become a paid client of yours. They weren't over here, but as you continue to nurture that relationship, they become ready because that know, like, and trust is built. And so what we do is we figure out who are we working with? Who is this client? And we start speaking directly to them about a specific problem or area in their life and business they need solved. Chances are that your potential clients have something that's bugging them that they want fixed. And that thing that they need fixed fits perfectly into the framework of what you do. And so when you create a social media post, you want to draw people in with something that is bold, audacious, and sometimes scary that gets their attention. That's what we call a hook. And that hook gets people to understand that it's for them. People are being inundated with messages all the time. How many of you have looked at your email inbox this morning? There are way too many emails in it. Maybe you found an email with this video in there and you're thankful you found it, right? And you're going to whitelist all my emails and make sure that you open every single one as they come in, right? But because of that, you know that you ignore emails as they come in, and so do your prospects. There are so many videos on YouTube, you don't know which ones to watch. There are so many social media posts. We scroll through social media. We are inundated with messaging constantly. And so what allows us to rise above that is what we call supernormal stimulus. Supernormal stimulus is something that grabs somebody's attention. Generally, it might be outside of the realm of what normal human communication operates in. And that's how a hook works. So a hook grabs somebody's attention initially And then they dive in deeper with you to understand, okay, what is the message that you have to share? So you want to look at whether you're making a social media post, you want some kind of a hook that grabs somebody's attention. Could be something that's written in an absolute or even polarizing extreme way. Some kind of an absolute statement that then you can break down further what the explanation of that is. And then you get to call people to action. And so at the end of each touch point, you want some kind of a call to action. And if you're doing this properly, every touch point you have is calling somebody to action to the next touch point within a week or so. And this is why within about 21 days of interaction, you can take somebody from virtually not knowing who you are, and within 3 weeks, you can get them to actually pay you up to $25,000. We've done it. We've helped our clients do it. And you can as well. And by the way, these are people that love what they purchased. They leave rave reviews. They love what we're doing, like our clients that we get to work with all the time. And so what you got to start doing is you got to start getting more specific about who you help. You start to get more specific about the outcome that you can deliver. At each touch point, you talk about the outcome that specifically is connected to what the person that you help wants. And then you directly call them to action to do something. You don't just leave it open-ended. No open-ended communication. And that's something that I really would encourage you with. No open-ended communication. Inside of every interaction, there's some sort of a next step that you want people to take. You know, about 5 years ago, we didn't do this. And now, because of the world that we live in, if you don't, you're missing the boat completely. I used to hear people, and I still hear people today, they're like, well, I don't want to be too salesy. I don't want to be promoting too much. Can I tell you this? When you give a call to action at the end of a really powerful piece of content, it doesn't feel that way because it's kind of like you're giving so much value away for free and it's sponsored by this offer that you're making. Have you ever listened to a podcast that's sponsored by something? What you end up doing as a coach or course creator is you are self-sponsored. I am self-sponsored on this podcast. We have no sponsors that are outside, but my business is paying for me to be able to create this podcast and give it away for free to people. It's self-sponsored that way. And so when we create content, we are self-telling people about what the action step that we want them to take is. I would love to see you in my Client Growth Accelerator coaching program. I'd love to see you join me on one of my live or free trainings that we have. You can find it in the description below this video. You can find them on the homepage of my website. You'll see ads that are on social media. You can go look on my social media channels. They're everywhere. I tell you about them in every post now that we're doing, making offers consistently. And the person who makes more offers more often, more consistently, is the one that succeeds and makes the kind of finances that they want in their business. And so if you're looking to actually grow your business, if you're looking to actually create the kind of business that you want, you have to start getting consistent about your messaging, who you help, talking about very specific outcomes. And when you create your offers, we're taking one piece of what our system is and dialing that in into that. And then we're leading people to take action in some way with that offer for the next step that we want them to go into. Now, in our mastermind this week, we broke down how this translates into all of our clients' businesses. We did live hot seats where we worked with them on how to translate all of this into their ads, their emails, their marketing, their landing pages, and their presentations. And if you're somebody that wants to work with us in that, I'd love to see you in our accelerator program. Leave a comment below as well. Share this with somebody. This podcast is a resource for you that you can use to learn how to grow your business and how to grow your life and make more money in it. And so listen, this is Jeremiah Krakowski signing off on this episode. If you apply what I talk about on this podcast, you will start to see changes in your life and business. We'll talk soon. Have a good one. Bye.